Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, in 7 minutes and 30 seconds, we're going to be joined by Ralph Nader, presidential candidate. I've got some very interesting questions for him. You don't want to miss it. I've been exposing the beatnik controller, Michael Savage, and we have evidence posted of his beatnik activities. We're doing more research to post more that is guaranteed to expose him. That's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we hope you email it out to everybody. I mean, what the neocons have done is real simple. They're getting us all hyped up in a mad hatred of the Muslims as if, you know, they're the ultimate enemy, getting us to relinquish our freedoms while the FBI and FEMA are all training them right now to go after conservatives. The real push, the setup is for us, the real conservatives, and they got the red diaper doper babies, to use his term, in control as Benedict Arnold's, selling us on this agenda until it's too late. And it's very, very, very dangerous. And all of you need to wake up to this and get more sophisticated. A lot of troops dying, 88 in the last week, over 40 the week before that. The previous record was 50 dead in 1 week, higher than early Vietnam levels. Very, very serious. Rumsfeld saying the troops have got to stay now for the fifth redeployment. That is, five times they've said, you have to stay another 3 months. Now another 3 months, the fifth time. They want to call up 80,000 more. They're getting ready for the national draft, which the beatniks are all going to be out there, all the chicken hawks promoting. Because after all, they're in control now. They're fooling you. And we'll get into that as well here on the broadcast. Right now, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Fine.
I just wanted to say, I was listening to Coast to Coast United, but I think it's going to be great that you're going to be on next Thursday. But I wanted to ask you, you ever hear of a guy by the name of Michael Rupert?
Of course I have. I've had him on the show.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great guy. He was talking about Saudi Arabia and how the government's falling. It's going to collapse into no government, basically. And it's all part of Cheney Bush oil.
Yeah, the neocons want to break it down, but they had to have a base to control it, and that's Iraq,
right,
and that's in the PNAC documents.
Right. So that's a great thing, Alex.
I agree with him on that. I don't agree with him on peak oil.
Oh, you don't?
No, that's an oil company story that everybody's picking up on.
Right.
So they can then tell us there's no oil and jack up prices.
Well, you're doing a great job on the show, Alex, and all you got to do is get the word out to people. And now you're going to be on Coast to Coast. It's next Thursday, the 22nd of April.
Yes, I'm on a panel discussion for 4 hours.
Okay, wonderful. And Alex, one other question. Are you ever going to have the guy David J. Smith on your show again? I think he was great.
Yeah, I'll have the pastor back on. Yes.
Yeah, he's a pretty knowledgeable man, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So, okay, Alex, thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and take another. Let's talk now to Fred in Florida. Fred, go ahead.
Fred here. I have a question for you, Alex, to ask Ralph Nader. Is he a member of Skull and Bones? And I preface this with the fact that Mr. Statmiller, John Statmiller, several weeks ago had a guest on with a book that he wrote called
What you're doing is stealing my thunder right now.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
And it's not Nader who was. It was his lawyer and classmates with Bush. So don't worry. Your wish was already granted before you called.
Sick 'em, Alex.
Well, I'm going to be nice. He wants Bush to be impeached. I agree with that. I wanted to have Bill Clinton impeached. And, you know, I think we're going to talk to Mr. Nader. We appreciate him coming on the show. I support a lot of what he has to say. I don't support some of it. But we're going to talk about his candidacy, and we really appreciate Mr. Nader coming on.
Yeah, I think it's really good of you to have him on. I don't disagree with everything Mr. Nader has to say. He makes some good points. He has a few that I don't agree with. It is good to hear that you will be speaking with him. And thank you very much, Alex.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you for the call. Yep, we got Ralph Nader scheduled coming up, and then he's just on for a couple segments. And then we will get to all of your other calls and the big stack of news over here. And we have Ellen Mariani and her lawyer, who's the former deputy attorney general of a major state, coming on, who are accusing Bush of involvement in 9/11. So that's in the third hour, a jam-packed Friday broadcast. So please stay with us, InfoWars.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're on the line with Ralph Nader's office, and he's coming out of a meeting right now. We should have him on here momentarily. I was honored when his office called me yesterday and said he wanted to come on the show. So we're going to have Ralph Nader scheduled here in just a few minutes. Got some interesting questions for him about the campaign and his call to impeach Bush. The problem is Kerry is supporting Bush's policies. He just says, oh, we need to have the UN more involved. Well, Bush agrees. That was before the war. They said all of that. So we'll get into that. I find it very interesting that Rumsfeld, who's very arrogant, is now having to admit, he said, I certainly would not have estimated that we would have had the number of individuals lost that we had lost in this last week. 88 dead American soldiers, a bunch of dead private contractors, some of the military mercenaries, others just private contractors for telephone companies and power and gas companies being slaughtered. It's a horrible scene, and I'm very sad that this is happening in Iraq, and it's bad that we ever got put in this position. But the calls out there to kill everybody in Fallujah is disgusting. Again, I use this analogy. If you live in a city of 300,000 people and there's a multiple murder, somebody kills four people and strings them up, the government doesn't come in and attack the whole city. The government doesn't come in, as some are calling for it to do, and kill everyone in the city. So, I mean, this is the insanity of the type of stuff that the so-called conservatives are out there pushing. Well, if that's what conservatism is, don't call me a conservative, because it's very, very embarrassing to have this type of thing going on. And Stephanie, do we have Mr. Nader yet? Okay, they called us, wanted to come on the show, and we called the office at the appointed time, and they're getting him out of some meeting. So as soon as you get him, Stephanie, let me know, because I wanted to, a caller call wanted to know if I was going to get into this, and that's kind of how things work through the grapevine. We're honored to have Mr. Nader on the line with us, coast to coast, of course, from Los Angeles, California, to Providence, Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas, to Kansas City, Missouri. He hasn't been getting a lot of the media attention I think is due to a real third-party candidate, and he's here to talk about ballot access, his call to impeach George Bush, the war in Iraq, and a lot more. Mr. Nader, I don't think you need any further introduction. Thanks for coming on the broadcast.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Mr. Jones.
You bet. Good to have you here with us. You've got the floor. What do you think is most important right now?
Well, the most important is to take back our government so that the American people are running it rather than giant corporations in cahoots with the two parties who take their money to get reelected and present fewer and fewer choices and voices to the American people, or, for that matter, the necessary trust and moral authority to govern. So the people have to arouse themselves, and whether they look at themselves as workers, consumers, voters, taxpayers, communities, they have to realize that every social justice movement in America was preceded by the arousal and organization of the people.
So the power really is in the grassroots, and I don't see there being a real election, a real choice between the two cousins, the two skull and bones buddies, Bush and Kerry. Certainly you are the only candidate out there that has a chance of winning who does have different ideas. Where do you differ from Bush and Kerry?
Well, in many ways, first of all, the difference is very basic, is that these two parties are corporate parties. I've spent 40 years fighting for those Americans who are being pushed around, arbitrarily laid off, harmed, defrauded, ignored, disrespected by the relentless concentration of power and wealth, including their wealth, like pension funds, under the control of these giant banks, insurance companies, and multinational corporations that have no allegiance to America other than to control it or abandon it as they see fit. Now, that has a lot of consequences, that difference between me and the two parties. One consequence is, and I think there should be a major crackdown on corporate crime, fraud, and abuse. Indict, convict the corporate criminals, those bosses at the top that looted their own company and laid off their own workers to further their greed. Convict them and send them to jail. Neither parties are really on board there.
Martha Stewart, her crimes compared to stuff at Enron and WorldCom pales in significance. Isn't she just a sacrificial goat or scapegoat?
Yeah, of course. They're concentrating on the twig when they should be concentrating on the root of the corporate corruption of our elections and our politics and our government. And the criminal activity that looted and drained trillions of dollars from workers, their pension funds, and small investors just in the last 4 years. You know, before this corporate crime wave started, Mr. Jones, Business Week had a cover story, and the title was Too Much Corporate Power, and they answered it with seven devastating pages, and then had an editorial where they had a poll of the American people. And mind you, this is before the giant corporate crime wave hit the media, and 72% of them said that corporations have too much control over their lives. Well, that ought to be a major campaign issue, because they have control over the air and water that people breathe. These corporate polluters have control over the environment. They have control over the ripoffs of consumers that are in the papers so often, billing fraud and redlining and all the other things that these corporations are getting away with without any law and order being applied to them.
Well, we're talking to presidential candidate Ralph Nader, who also ran in 2000. Mr. Nader, shifting gears, ballot access, then I want to get into the war in Iraq and your call for impeachment of George W. Bush. But first off, ballot access, there's been a big move to block not just your party, but all third parties. You've teamed up with the Libertarians and others for ballot access in places like Texas. How do we ensure a strong third-party movement?
We have to get rid of those ballot access barriers. No other Western democracy has these kinds of barriers. In Texas, for example, in only 8 weeks, that's all you're allowed, you got to raise 64,000 plus verified signatures, which means you got to raise over 100,000. Anyone in Texas who voted in the primary on March 9th cannot sign your petition, another harassment. And In North Carolina, it's even worse in the sense that it's a smaller state, and there's 58,000 signatures for a party and 98,000 for an independent candidacy. So check into our website. You'll see the ballot access barriers of all 50 states. Some of them are very, very minor, like Tennessee is 300 signatures. There should be one federal standard for federal elections.
Sir, what website would you like to plug?
Plug VoteNator.org. VoteNator, that's our website. If you want to volunteer, we're looking right now for volunteers who want to have a good time in Texas and North Carolina and getting their friends, relatives, neighbors, coworkers to sign the petition to get us on the ballot.
All right, we've got a link to that.
Just push, go to the North Carolina or Texas page on VoteNator.org.
Okay, VoteNator.org.
Right.
VoteNator.org. Now, Mr. Nader, we've got you for about five more minutes in this segment and then about five more in the last segment with you. So we've got about total time, 10 minutes with you left. I want to go through a couple of other key areas. Of course, your call for an impeachment of Bush. But first, we've had a lot of callers on the left and the right who have called into the show, and that's why I was pleased that you agreed to come on the broadcast, who have raised a very important issue, and I'd like to get your response to this. The September 13th, 2000, Yale Daily News reported, quote, "Here in Skull and Bones, Bush also forged a strong relationship with Donald Etra, class of 68, who again commented on Bush's willingness to interact with anyone and to not restrict himself to either the jock side or the intellectual side of the college. Etra was a big consumer advocate and worked with current presidential candidate Ralph Nader when he left college. He is also a criminal defense lawyer, often representing people on death row." Now, a lot of Democrats who think that, oh, you're secretly working for Bush, trying to throw the election to Bush, are saying, look, he's got a Skull and Bones lawyer who's worked with him. How much have you worked with Etra? Is there any truth to this?
Well, I haven't seen or talked to Donald Etra for almost 30 years. In fact, his name just came up. I said, I wonder where he is. He was a student working with us and full-time for a few months. Anybody who doubts that our principal objective in this election is to get that giant corporation named George W. Bush out of the White House, just look at our website, votenator.org. You'll see one challenge after another, the most recent one being that he give back his tax windfall after he passed a tax cut for the wealthy, which included himself in Congress. He then is advantaged by a tax windfall, so he should give it to charity, and the Democrats aren't smart enough to pick something like that up. Conflict of interest for a president to push a tax cut that he benefits from and his vice president and his secretary of defense benefit from so massively.
Now, you're calling for his impeachment, and I agree with you on that. I supported the impeachment proceedings against Bill Clinton. Frankly, the crimes of Bill Clinton are dwarfed by the mass looting at an escalated record scale by the Bush corporation.
Exactly. I mean, Article 1, Section 8 is not a technicality. The founding fathers deliberated and said they would never give the war declaration power to the White House in one man. They wanted it to be in a deliberative body, as they said, called the Congress, that's public, and the public can participate in. And there's plenty of time for that.
So how do we impeach George Bush?
Well, one is you try to get someone in the House to put in an impeachment inquiry. That isn't an impeachment proceeding. It's a inquiry to see if an impeachment proceeding gets underway. Now, what is an impeachment? Impeachment is just an indictment by the House. The trial for either conviction or dismissal is in the Senate. It's a very fair process, and it was the result of our founding fathers giving only Congress the power to dismiss the president. Now, we are collecting a petition, and their petition is growing very fast on our website, to initiate impeachment proceedings against Bush because he plunged our nation into an unconstitutional war based on a platform of fabrications, deceptions, and lies, and our soldiers are coming back injured, sick, dead, as a result, not to mention the other quagmire and the innocent people of Iraq. So if you want to sign that impeachment petition, just log on to VoteNader.org.
All right, Mr. Nader, we've got a quick break, one final little segment here. Please stay with us. Can you do that?
Yes.
Fantastic. We'll be back with Ralph Nader, and it's votenader.org. And we will talk to him about his plan to go after the organized crime syndicate that we call the Fortune 500. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Candidate, and the so-called conservatives think, let corporations do whatever they want, turn them loose. The problem is corporations now have bought up the government with special interests. They run their own candidates. They're now giving themselves governmental power through these so-called public-private partnerships. But then the left thinks that all corporations are bad, so let's have the government run them. Either way, then you get a bigger government, which is a bigger stick for the big corporations to control us. So talking about economics, Mr. Nader, Number one, do you get what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And so how do we successfully leave the free market alone but not allow these corporations to engage in what I would call piracy?
No, well, the first thing is to let the shareholders who own the company control the company. The trouble is that the bosses at the top have rigged the system over the last century where the owners don't have any control. They're told, if you don't like the way we run this corporation, sell. Get out. That's not a principle of ownership under the free market. If you own something, you're supposed to have reasonable control over it.
But certainly you recognize that big corporations are actually lobbying for bigger government, for corporate welfare.
Of course. I mean, the big government, big corporations are Siamese twins now. Why are conservatives upset with George W. Bush, you know? Because they see that the corporate Republicans have taken over their party. Conservatives do not like massive deficits. Bush has given them massive deficits. Conservatives do not like subsidies on their back for corporations, corporate welfare. They do not like that. The conservatives do not like soft on corporate crime. It's a misconception of conservative doctrine to think that they don't want law and order applied to those corporate crooks. Conservatives do not like the Patriot Act and big government and John Ashcroft and their invasion of privacy. And conservatives do not like Bush talking religious ways one way and turning his back on doing anything against corporate pornography and violence beamed against their kids, separating their parents from the children and beaming all that junk into those children's minds at age 7, 8, 9, 10.
And you would, you would do something about that?
All of it. In fact, we had a book out in 1996 called Children First, A Parent's Guide to Corporate Predators, and how they're funneling this violence and pornography and this junk and this terrible stuff at these impressionable youngsters, especially when their parents are away working on long commutes. So that's why we're getting resonance among conservatives in this country. I just got a letter from a classmate of mine in Florida who was a retired insurance executive, and he said, Ralph, you can't believe how many of my Republican friends are disgusted with George W. Bush.
Well, you're getting a lot of support from conservatives, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to do that, because those are enormous issues in America today, the ones I just mentioned. And what a deficit is, George W. Bush style, is nothing more than a tax increase on the children of America who are going to have to pay this and the interest in future years. So,
well, I'll say this. The growth in government in the last 3.5 years is double what it was under Clinton. We're losing our freedoms. And I want to do this here in the last few minutes. The website's votenator.org. And I think if you are in the debates, which you should be, that will bring a real debate to things, not a stage-managed event. But I want to give just three callers about 10 seconds to ask a question, kind of like a press conference. So have your question ready. Ryan in Ohio, you're on the air with Ralph Nader. Go ahead.
I want to know what he's going to do about these open borders, 25 million illegal aliens, doing business with communist China.
Okay.
Number one, Bush is doing business with communist China and beating up on Taiwan and shipping our industry and jobs there. We're against that. We have to control our borders. We have to stop supporting dictators and oligarchs in Central America and Mexico, which drive these desperate people north across our borders. And we have to crack down on the employers in this country who want these people coming in because they can exploit the hell out of them and not hire American workers.
That's it. I mean, they're even getting rid of the minimum wage now. I mean, this is across, and Bush says that exporting jobs is good.
Yeah, I mean, Bush is against America. Let's face it, he's the mayor of Baghdad, and he's distracting all kinds of attention to Iraq, where our boys are dying, and turning his back on America.
That's a cynical tactic, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Hey, listen, I mean, he doesn't care about the necessities of the American people. He's a rich scion. He's worth millions of dollars along with his family. You think he cares about the working stiff?
Okay,
The only time you see him with the working stiff is in photographs that he stages.
Andrew in California. Andrew, last caller. You got 10 seconds.
Mr. Nader, your thoughts on the assault weapons ban?
I think there has to be an assault weapons ban. Hey,
see,
come on.
That's where we differ.
Listen, Alex, we'll differ on some issues, but on the real big issues of war and big government privacy invasion and civil liberties and corporate crime and huge deficits and corporate pornography, that's where it's at. And driving down wages in this country and dealing with communist China and shipping our industries there, that is what it's at. That's where it's at. And those of you in Austin who want to get on the petition drive to get us on Texas ballot, Just log in to votenator.org and check the Texas page. There's a form there, and they'll get right back to you because our office is in Austin, Texas.
Okay, Ralph, though, look, gun control is a tool of the elite. The corporations want to disarm us. You need to change your view on that.
Don't, Alex, he said assault rifles.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. Take care.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. We're here, folks. Look, I'm not a part of Ralph Nader's campaign, and I don't agree with a lot of the things he has to say. I just think that it's important guests for you to hear. And we got Ralph Nader on. Actually, his office contacted us a couple days ago. So we could ask him about the Skull and Bones situation. I did a web search on this. Actually, Paul Watson did, and we found several news articles about it. One of them out of the Yale Daily News about this individual, Donald Etrim, who was the class of 68, the same class as George W. Bush, at Skull and Bones at Yale. And Etra was a big consumer advocate and worked with current presidential candidate Ralph Nader when he left college. And he is also a criminal defense lawyer often representing people on death row. And yet, despite his strong political differences with Bush, he is still supporting him in the presidential election. So Donald Etra, Skull and Bones, according to Nader, he's never run a campaign for him and hasn't been his lawyer for 30 years, so since the early 1970s. Now, we can do another search and find out if that's true. I would imagine it is. So does this put to rest the skull and bones connection? Look, personally, it doesn't matter if it's Kerry or Bush. It really doesn't matter. In fact, it does in a way. If Kerry gets into office, conservatives won't be snowed by the New World Order agenda being pushed by Bush, and we'll see the New World Order agenda in Kerry, and we'll fight Kerry, Bush's cousin and fellow Skull and Bones member. I think that it's wrong that Nader wasn't in the last debates. I think it's wrong that, Alan Keyes wasn't in the 96 debates. He should have been. I think he should be in the debates. And I know the Libertarians and the Constitutional Party and the Nader people are working together to get third-party ballot access, which has been wiped out in a bunch of states. I think that's good. No, I don't agree with Ralph Nader on the assault weapons ban, but you notice Bush is for it, too. All three of the candidates. So I'm glad that listener brought that up. Sorry we didn't have more time to get to all your calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I want to get back into the Iraq situation and a bunch of police state news. Jesse Ventura saying he wants to run for president. What a joke. Student's toy gun prompts a lockdown, showing the total fear and control. We got some big guests coming up the next hour, but your calls are just a few minutes away here. Before I go to your calls, I hope you'll get my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is 2 hours and 44 minutes long. It's my most comprehensive film to date, one of the most professionally produced. We cover who the New World Order is, how it operates, what it is, who the neocons are, the fake left-right paradigm. That's the first 35 minutes of the film. Then we get into the Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, state legislation that's being passed, attempted to pass for open martial law. And we then get into the government-run white slavery rings, gun control, the RFID tracker chip, foreign troops, WTC-7 being blown up by the government. All of this is in the film and a lot more. It is really 3 or 4 films in one for one price of $25.95. I suggest you watch it in 3 or 4 parts because it is so much to absorb and very fast-paced, very professionally produced. You want to have a master's degree on the New World Order, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror. Both of those 2-plus-hour videos detail 9/11. It took 2 films to cover just some of the evidence. My book, 9/11 to Sit in the Tyranny, also gets into it. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. Order 3 or more, they drop down to $20 apiece. You want to be an expert on things? Want to have a tool that will wake your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community up and stop this nightmare? The best tool we found is these videos. Call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I'll tell you what Nader's all about. That is the phenomenon. He shows the dissatisfaction of liberals and conservatives waking up to the fact that we don't have a choice between Republicans and Democrats. That's what Ross Perot was all about. That's what this system is all about. And to go to a Ralph Nader rally and to have 50 people with pro-gun T-shirts in the crowd and another 50 with pro-land rights, you know, in the crowd, they're just there to hear what's happening and to see what's going on. I say forget the presidential elections. It doesn't matter. The power is at the county, city, state level. That's where we can affect change. And it is just so important for all of us to get outside the box. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Up next is Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to hear your show, as usual.
Well, thank you.
Question. Would it be possible to play or read Ron Paul's Neocon? That speech was the best encapsulation of the threat that we're facing with these neocons. I know you read it on the air once, and it was basically a request for you to do that again, because it was so informative, and he covered so many bases, and I think a lot of people were absolutely shocked that they are indeed Trotskyites. And the ghost of Trotsky does indeed walk the White House.
Now, that was the Toronto Star headline. The Washington Post admitted it, too. They are the beatniks that couldn't take... And understand, the bankers run it all. But they're using a crew of revolutionaries that failed in the 60s, now running the White House, literally. I don't even call them communists. They're imperialists. They're command and controllers. And this shows between communists and fascists, there's no difference, just in the window dressing. So this crew of failed communists, and they admit they failed, they brag that they became neocons in the 60s to take over the conservative movement. This is what they've done. And Ron Paul laid out their own quotes from their own publications for over half the administration, high level, openly want martial law police state.
It was so concise, and it was just so comprehensive, and I was listening to Hannity yesterday, and I have to tell you, it's getting harder and harder to listen to guys like them. He had Rumsfeld on, and I swear, Alex, this guy, he sounds demonic. I mean, he hisses when he talks. The guy sounds like a reptile almost. And Hannity asked him if the lies, so-called lies about the situation in Iraq were making his blood boil. And he came up with this demonic laugh that made my skin crawl. I'm not kidding you.
Well, look, Donald Rumsfeld, the body language is Hitlerian, you know, the weird sweeping and the gesturing. But forget the book's cover. I'm into looking at what he does. And, I mean, he is a congenital liar. Ashcroft is butchering the Bill of Rights. Government's exploding in size. And we're losing our freedoms, and they're saying cheeseburger jobs are manufacturing. They're federalizing our local police. They're pell-mell getting rid of the border. And then he's over there just, chortling, as you said. It's frightening.
One of the biggest problems with this whole aspect is that if you tell a lot of these conservatives what we're talking about, we're labeled liberals. I mean, in blog rooms and emails, I've expressed my disgust at these neocons, and I have been branded a socialist liberal.
Well, what you do is you say this in the email, you say, or the posting, Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban. Bush is for open borders. Bush signed campaign finance reform and voted with Hillary. Bush signed on to UNESCO and the UN. Bush gave supercomputers to China. Nuke reactors in North Korea. Nuke reactors now going to China. Give the sections of the Patriot Act that butcher the Bill of Rights. Show all of this and say, so now I'm a liberal because I'm against the assault weapons ban.
Very frightening stuff, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Thank you.
You bet, Eric. Mark in Minnesota. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Fine.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed this, but some of the early pictures that the government released of Bin Laden, I swear it looks like an entirely different person. Like the real Bin Laden is, eye sockets are much more slanted. And, I've looked at some other pictures. Obviously, there's that fake Bin Laden and that one fake tape. But even the Bin Laden that's supposed to be the real Bin Laden, I'm wondering if there's like four or five different Bin Ladens that they've been using. And then also, as far as Ralph Nader is concerned, I see him as a very Fox alternative. And a lot of people probably wouldn't understand how somebody like Ralph Nader is a corporate shill, but you look at his platform. What's interesting, you go back and read, like, David Ricardo, he had constructed an analysis in which he pitted the state against the people, which is a very correct analysis. And then Marx came in and hijacked that and it turned it into labor versus capital. But you look at all the great economists in history, Eugen von Böhm-Bawerk and so forth, they made the point that labor can't increase its share at the expense of capital. So there's no natural... a rift between labor and capital. In fact, nobody can logically argue against capital without arguing for a reduction in your own standard of living. So our problem isn't with capital itself. It's that capital is so inaccessible to the common man, and that's because the cost of capital has been driven up so high.
Well, that's what the Federal Reserve takeover of our economy in 1913 was about, was to get rid of private banks and private capital and to centralize control, thanks for the call. No one can compete against the private banks owning the printing machines. No one can compete against a billion slaves in China with a tariff on top of it against us. It's all designed to create these huge oligopolies or monopolies of power. Big corporations are the government. And the left says you defeat them with bigger government. That's exactly what they want. And so that's the reality. The Bank of England financed Karl Marx's plagiarized Communist Manifesto as a way to con the Renaissance back into serfdom by labeling serfdom, by labeling big government and total centralization as a way to free the people, and the idiots bought it because they weren't sophisticated. That's all it is. The Soviets were a wind-up toy for the bankers to take over the world so they could wash their hands and call it the enemy while building up their own Anglo-Saxon police state here. Now that they're done doing that, the Anglo-Saxons are playing the part of the good cop. Europe and the Soviets playing the part of the good cop. With the UN, we play the part of the bad cop. I know it's sophisticated, folks, but it's what their own policy reports say. Ted, New York. Ted, go ahead. Ted, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Something you should know, that Bush is coming to Hershey, Pennsylvania tomorrow to promote the Patriot Act, and then he's coming to Buffalo. I'm sorry, I meant to say Monday. Correction. And then Tuesday, he is coming to Buffalo, New York, to promote the Patriot Act.
And they've had Ashcroft and Bush all over the place promoting this, and people need to read Patriot Act 1 and 2 to see what's in it. And then people call the neocons up on the radio and say, the Patriot Act's taking my rights. And the host goes, oh, give me one example. And of course, the people get hung up on when they pause. Well, I can give you hundreds of examples. Supreme Court rulings, states using it to go after people. I've got a stack of articles here where Homeland Security says they're going to have cameras watching all of us to, quote, fight terrorist and crime. See, now it's all about crime. I thought it was just for the terrorist.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and me, we're just the peons. We're at the bottom of the pile, so, you know.
Well, but it shows that they're in trouble, that they're having to travel the country.
Damage control. Right?
Yeah, that shows we are in the fight. Yeah. We are in the fight with these people. We are going to defeat the New World Order. Anything else, Ted?
No, I just wanted to say that the main point, like you kind of mentioned there, is that this is really about damage control, and they're trying to prevent it from drowning.
That's it, my friend. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. This whole apparatus that they're telling you to accept, they say it's for the Arabs, it's for the Muslims, and it'd be wrong if it was taking their rights away. The point is they take a minority and they say, we're setting up a police state to stop the Jews, to stop the communists, to stop the, you know, whatever small minority it is. This has been done before. And then they use it against the general public. And you've got to understand this. It's being used. The Justice Department says they are using it. Look, you tune into neocon socialist radio, and sweatshops are good, open borders are good, jury nullification is bad, juries doing what they think is right is bad, big government's good if it's for the conservatism. I mean, it's just all a sales package for the New World Order agenda. They couldn't sell it any other way. This is how they're selling it to us. And I could crush all these people in debates. I try to get them on the shows. They won't come on, a lot of them. I'd love to get the Hannitys, the Lars Larsons, the Michael Savages on this broadcast. I mean, I would annihilate, just totally crush them, because their arguments are so mindless. But they sell to the uninformed, who only buy the package name, who only buy the surface, who don't look deeper into it. It's so scary. And just the crimes of this government, people say, oh, the government wouldn't do anything wrong. They wouldn't hurt us. Expert kept from speaking at antidepressant hearing. This is even in the New York Times now. Top Food and Drug Administration officials admitted yesterday that they barred the agency's top expert from testifying at public hearings about his conclusion that antidepressants cause children to become suicidal because they viewed his findings as alarmist and premature. Now let's break down that one opening paragraph. It gets worse. Alarmist and premature. The studies in the early 80s of Prozac uptake, serotonin uptake inhibitor drugs, showed a massive increase in suicide in adults, children, you name it. So that's 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. Yes, very premature. They finally, their own people in the Pentagon, in the CDC, and the FDA are starting to have a conscience. It's gotten so bad, they're going public in droves, FBI agents, you name it. And 98% of the time, it's not in the paper. He just wanted to testify. He wanted to do the right thing. He's not sleeping well at night. The CDC leaks these documents where they admit millions of children have been brain damaged, and the document says, well, we got to cover it up. We got to keep doing it. We can't admit it was wrong because of liability. They're going to brain damage millions more. Millions? Millions? It's because they want to cover it up. It's a bigger agenda. That's your government that wouldn't kill 3,000 people on 9/11. So they don't even let their own head expert at the FDA, who finally goes, no, it is horrible, it is killing people, they won't even let him testify. It's like Dr. Rocky, they, you know, top DU expert, wrote the book on it literally for the Pentagon. He goes over there, gets super sick, so does his whole team. He comes back and for a decade is warning people. They're all getting lung cancer and nasal cancer and intestinal problems and high levels of radiation in them. And the government refuses to even let the training videos and manuals be given to the troops. That's how you support the troops? I mean, what's wrong with us? Let's say Al-Qaeda is really real, not a CIA creation, which it is. A lot more of our troops have died from vaccines and DU than Al-Qaeda will ever kill or any Iraqi will ever kill. And you are the traitors that are covering it up. You are the dirty, oily beatniks posing as conservatives. Michael Savage.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, we've got Ellen Mariani, one of the widows of the victims of 9/11, who says she thinks Bush carried it out, and her lawyer, Philip Berg, former assistant attorney general. So that's coming up on the show, the broadcast here in a few minutes. Not really a show, I guess, or programming. It's counter-programming. I got three articles along these lines today. I see three or four every few days. It's government computer news. DHS wants system to help identify suspicious activity. Department of Homeland Security, New York Times, 4 months ago, had a chilling article where to graduate from high school, every day you'll have to watch surveillance cameras around the country and report to the government. All of us have to watch each other, see, getting us involved in the Big Brother. And it says the Homeland Security Department has invited proposals for new software that could take a candid camera-like approach to identifying criminal or terrorist activity. See, it's criminal. The Homeland Security said they are here to fight crime, because crime is terrorism in Section 802. And they already have this stuff. For 5 years, they've been giving them ground-penetrating radar to look through your walls, and that's what they're funding. More helicopters to look through your walls. It says helping law enforcement officers use an increasing array of sensors, including TV, radar, and seismic systems to recognize unusual, not just crime now, but unusual, criminal or terrorist activity. Reduce the cost of security networks and critical infrastructure. Create one or more commercial monitoring system using innovative architecture and new algorithms to achieve greatly improved scene understanding technology. And it will be used in the U.S. as, quote, part of the Pentagon's battlefield awareness to be run by NORTHCOM through the police departments. And it's a part of DARPA's Advanced Research Projects Agency plans to spend $5 million on two projects for automated scene understanding. These are the smart cameras. They already put them up all over the country. As they announce it, it's already in place. So there you go, to fight crime and unusual activity. The microphones, the trees, the cameras, but the border stays wide open, and the illegals don't have to thumb scan to come across, but you as a citizen of 42 states have to thumb scan and face scan to get a driver's license. But the illegal aliens are exempt. See? See how it works? Starting to figure it out? My goodness. Let's take a call. John in Kansas. Go ahead, John. John just hung up. Let's talk to Dave in Colorado. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk with you.
Hello.
I just want to shoot a couple things at you here. I heard the guy talking about Hannity, and I have been watching Nightline and Hannity, and it's like you're saying, they're priming us. Nightline had a show a couple weeks ago about shadow government, martial law, saying, well, you know, these things are good, you know. And Hannity keeps saying, this is a preview of coming attractions, the 911, a preview of coming attractions. I mean, it's almost ghostly.
Hey, you better give your rights up or you're going to cause the next attack.
We better arrest
the people who are criticizing the government. They're going to let the terrorists attack us.
Yep.
Then when it happens, you know what happens.
And then I want to tell you, I went ahead and took some action on my own. I am delivering auto parts up here, so I have high exposure to a lot of people see my vehicle, and I've been trying to work on a slogan, and I didn't want to get too crazy, but I remember a guy lives out by my mom, and for years I've been going by his place, and he had this sign that says, always love your country, never trust your government. And I went ahead and put that on the back of my truck, and underneath I put Alex Jones and the radio station and the time slot. And I figured, you know, who can argue with that statement? Not very many people.
Dave, that's wonderful news. God bless you. Keep it up and take care. Yeah. I mean, you listen. I mean, Hannity's nothing compared to Savage. I mean, put anybody who disagrees with the government in a forced labor camp. That's America. That's what you want for us? Exactly what the hippies talked about in the 60s, putting us in re-education centers. I mean, that's not America. That's killing America. Well, we got to do it to protect us from the terrorists. The government created Al-Qaeda. They're protecting them. It's all staged. Come on. Third hour, your calls, bunch of news, two great guests, totally jam-packed. It's coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system.
The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.